This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump said his decision to leave a small number of U.S. troops in Syria does not constitute a reversal to his plan to withdraw all troops from the country. A senior U.S. defense official told VOA that the troops will remain in Syria to help enable local forces to keep ISIS from resurging. The official said that the presumption is that the several hundred troops will be part of an international peacekeeping force. According to Reuters reporter Gillian Kitchener, at least two people were killed along Venezuela's border with Brazil after indigenous groups tried to stop a military convoy loyal to President Nicolas Maduro from blocking foreign aid.
In another small town near the Brazilian border, troops fired tear gas at protesters, reportedly wounding at least five people. On Thursday, Maduro closed down Venezuela's southern border with Brazil.
The guards informed us that nothing can pass, not vehicles, nobody walking, nothing. So they're totally closing it, according to them, for security. But that's wrong, because what other countries are doing is to help Venezuela.
Maduro, who denies there's a humanitarian crisis in Venezuela, is also threatening to close the Colombian border ahead of a Saturday deadline issued by self-proclaimed interim president and opposition leader Juan Guaido to bring the aid through. Meanwhile, a fundraising concert kicked off in the Colombian town of Cúcuta, where the aid has accumulated.
That is Reuters' Gillian Kitchener reporting. President Trump and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He expressed optimism that the two countries will reach a trade agreement and defuse a dispute between the world's two largest economies, as both sides agree to continue their negotiations for two more days. Speaking through an interpreter, China's top trade negotiator said that we believed that it was very likely that it will happen, and we hope that ultimately we will have a deal. This is VOA News. There could be more fireworks in Washington soon over the long-awaited Mueller report. Word that special counsel Robert Mueller may wrap up his investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and issue his final report in the coming weeks has Washington on edge. There's speculation over whether Mueller will implicate President Donald Trump in criminal conduct or clear him in a probe that the president has repeatedly called a witch hunt and denounced to the media as recently as Friday.
At some point, I guess I'll be talking about it, but you know the nice part? There was no collusion. There was no obstruction. There was no anything. So that's the nice part. There was no phone calls, no nothing.
Another hotly debated question is, will the report be made public or will Americans and the rest of the world be kept in the dark about the details of the investigation that has cast a shadow over the Trump presidency? U.S. Ambassador Michelle Sisson expressed support Friday for Haiti's President Jovenel Moïse, who has been the focus of 2 weeks of nationwide protests calling for his resignation, asked if the United States was prepared to help mediate multi-party talks to try to resolve the country's political crisis. The ambassador said the burden falls on Haitians themselves to resolve their problems. President Trump has already promised to veto proposed legislation originating in the U.S. House that would reverse Mr. Trump's emergency declaration that would secure a fund for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi explained to reporters that the vote is expected in the early part of next week.
We plan to be voting on it on the floor of the House. We plan then, after it passes the House, to send it over to the Senate. We want to deal with this as expeditiously and carefully as possible.
In the current controversy, Congress was willing to provide just $1.37 billion in new funds for Mr. Trump's proposed wall construction, while the president demanded nearly $6 billion. At that point, Mr. Trump declared an emergency. Congressional oversight also prevents a president from unilaterally seizing power. National emergency declarations have no set definition or limits, making the move open to abuse. Past presidents have used emergencies to declare war, and as well in the case of President Franklin Roosevelt in 1942, to intern thousands of Japanese Americans during World War II. And again, a U.S. Ambassador Michelle Sisson expressing support Friday for Haiti's President Jovenel Moïse, who has been the focus of 2 weeks of nationwide protest calling for his resignation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.